Well, hello, hello, guys. Thanks so much for tuning into Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And this is my beauty and fashion podcast. We're talking all about facial plastic surgery. Today on the podcast, I have the amazing Brian Mendez, celebrity makeup artist.
How's it going?
Yay. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you here. And for those of you who don't know Brian, he is an amazing talent. So he does a ton of the influencers, young Hollywood girls, Amber Rose. So he just creates flawless skin. I have to say, some of the most amazing skin tones and contours that I've seen out there.
I love it. I think skin is like my thing. I mean, you have to really understand it, you know, to like be good at it, kind of, you know?
Yeah, you almost have to use your tools like an artist, like you're making a canvas. The face is your canvas. And you really have to know how to layer makeup on, like starting with foundation and then the highlights, the lowlights, you know, everything.
And I love it. I think, I love like layering. That's like my thing I start with. Like I use a lot of like skincare and
yes,
a bunch of like moisturizers and primers and stuff. So
excellent. And then you've been, Brian's been in my office and we've done some cheek contouring with him, which you'll see in his upcoming videos that he looks extra glam.
Which I'm obsessed with. Seriously. Like, you're like a magician.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We did cheeks with Radius. In this episode, let's talk all about the cheeks.
Okay.
So I think cheeks are responsible for 70% of your facial aesthetics, your beauty, and your image. When people look at another person, your brain right away formulates a determination of who that person is. Are they young? Are they youthful? Are they glamorous? Are they beautiful? Are they older, heavier, tired, less healthy? And it, you know what it all comes from? It comes from like this position of youthfulness of the cheeks. And it's crazy, but over the evolutionary millions of years of human development, the brain has decided that full big apple cheeks are a symbol not only of beauty, but of healthiness and vitality and fertility. So when I see someone's face and I notice that they're heavy, tired, or looking, almost always I'll start with their cheeks.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And even like with makeup, you know, I'm a makeup artist and, you know, that's like the one thing that I focus on.
Yes.
I always like study like models and like red carpet clients, you know, I always study like study their faces, and the cheekbones are always, you know, like they make like you almost have to be like chiseled, you know, and like that's where I come in and like, you know, I always highlight and like contour the cheeks, you know, so.
Exactly. And I think that on film, things translate very much into light and dark, right? And if you have angles, hollows, and highlights, it looks very stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just come across kind of flat-faced or not a lot of contours, it doesn't look obviously as attractive, right?
Yeah, it's a little tired, you know?
Yes, yeah. So you're using highlights the same way that I am with fillers.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at your face, I'll look at your face and determine, like, where are your points of maximal beauty? Like, everyone has cheekbones.
Yeah.
I just have to find them and bring them out. I have yet to find a face that I can't find amazing cheekbones on.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the best things when you're looking for an injector is to find someone who has this skill, the art and the talent and the eye for beauty, that they can look at your natural assets and really vamp them up and bring them out. Like just with a makeup artist, same thing, right?
I, you know, and you like you make my life like so much easier because, you know, like you get all these clients and it's like you have like the perfect cheekbone that, you know, you just lay like a beautiful highlight, you know, and
you don't have
amazing.
To do a whole lot of ton of layering and building colors and contrast.
Well, that's amazing because I love like, you know, like my whole aesthetic is very natural.
Yes.
You know, I love like just enhancing a person, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you want to like, I feel like that's what you do. You like you enhance someone, you know?
Exactly. Well, how did you get to meet Amber Rose? Everybody wants to know like, what is she like? Is she so sweet?
You know, it's so funny. I was, my first year at Coachella, which I've never been to the actual festival, but, I was traveling with, one of my clients and Amber's makeup artist was like, being like a little flaky. So she's like, hey, she's like, no, this is last minute. She's like, but do you think you can squeeze, you know, Amber? And this is on a Sunday. And I was just leaving Coachella Valley. And
right.
I was like, yeah, I was like literally so nervous.
You're like, no, I don't have time for that.
was like, oh my God, oh my God. But, you know, she was like my first like high profile person that I'd done makeup for, you know?
Yeah.
And this was back 2 years ago. So, April of 2017.
Yeah. Yeah. And did it go okay? Were your hands shaking the whole time?
For the first, like, 10 minutes, yes. You know, because she was like, she's like, what do you have? You know, she was like kind of looking at my kit. And
yeah.
Like, you know, when I came here, I traveled with two suitcases. So I traveled with a lot of makeup.
Oh, my God. He has, like, two giant, like, not small suitcases.
Yeah, they're huge.
Pretty awesome, the spread that he brings for his... Yeah, he came to our party. He did an amazing job on our friends and clients who came to our Halloween party.
Yeah.
It was fun.
No, so yeah, I was, like, pulling stuff out. And she kept, like almost, like, testing me. I felt like she was testing me.
Uh-huh.
She was, like, She was like, do you have this product, you know? And I'm a product junkie.
Uh-huh.
So I try everything, you know, and if it, like, you know, it can be from a high end from, like, $2 to, like, you know, more expensive. Sorry, low end to high end.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of stuff. And she was like, do you have this? And I was like, yes, I actually do have that, you know? So everything that she was throwing at me, she's like, do you have this? Do you have this? You know? And I kept saying yes. So she was a little impressed.
Yeah. So she was like, hey, he knows his stuff.
Yeah. And then she's like, when we were finished, she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, wow. She's like, and she just said, wow. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, I was like, I don't know if wow was like a good thing or a bad thing.
A good wow or a wow.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So then her assistant actually reached out to me the following week. And she's like, he said, are you available to come do her makeup, like, for an appearance? I was like, yeah, you know. And then after that second time, she was like, okay. She's like, I'll see you next week. And then, you know, after that, I've seen her, like, probably, like, four times a week, you know. She does a lot of stuff, like,
wow.
On camera. And she's an amazing person to work with. I feel like I always say I wish, like, the media would, you know, get to know the real her.
Yeah.
Because she's so funny and she's so loving and she's such, like a great mother to her kid, you know? So she's an amazing woman.
Yeah, the media knows her persona. Yeah. But you know the real her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you first meet celebrity clients because, like, you know, that's, of course, happened to me as well, where I take care of a lot of famous people. And in the beginning, you're a little like, oh, wow, it's that person. And you feel a little, you know, your heart gets a little fluttery. But finally, like, it's just, I'm just so used to it now. It's just like I'm talking to a normal person. Yeah. And I just see behind the persona and just go right to the person. And every person has their insecurities, their flaws, their things they don't like about themselves.
It's so crazy. You know?
Yeah. And actually, when you're a celebrity, it's so amplified. I feel kind of bad for them that they're, like, so on the big screen and so scrutinized and they so have to look at every detail and people are just so open with their stupid comments that they
make. Like, literally, one hair is out of place and people would just be like, oh my God, what is that hair? You know, it's a normal person can have that hair, you know, but if you're a celebrity, oh my God, God forbid.
God forbid you have a little lipstick smudge or something.
Yeah, you know, which is crazy. So
so it's interesting to deal with celebrity clients. So
it's amazing. I always say, you know, people are like celebrity artists because they don't see, you know, like the hard work, you know, they just see like, oh, you do makeup for a beautiful woman, you know, but then you have to like, your call time can be like 4 a.m. in the morning, you know? I don't know if that's the same thing with you, but, you know, like...
Yes, early hours, late hours of the night.
It's so crazy. And it's, like, a random request. And it's, like, you know, you have to, like, drop everything and jump, you know, to, like on an airplane to go travel somewhere, you know?
Yeah,
and
it's not so easy.
Yeah, and but I love it. You know, that's, like, I've always wanted to do this. And it's, like, I'm living my dream. So this is always
You are amazing. Living your dream. And I am, too. And I definitely feel what you feel, like, the demands are high right now.
Yeah.
But this is what I worked so hard to build. So I'm really happy to ride this roller coaster right now. And it's interesting because you're coming out with a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I have a YouTube channel now. All the different medias. It's fun every day to try new things and see how we can grow our brand and our content teach people.
Absolutely. I always say, like, my dad always told me this, like, Brian, the sky's the limit. You know, you can have everything and everything, you know. And I like, feel like now with, like, the YouTube world and like social media, like you can create whoever you want to be almost, you know,
you can definitely have like,
you know, you have like such a platform, you know.
And well, what are your tips for our clients who are listening? When he came to our party, he did the most amazing cheek highlighter. And
yes,
what's so your number one favorite cheek highlighter?
My
is
number one favorite cheek highlighter is Laura Mercier, and I feel like that's how you say it, Laura Mercier. I don't know. But it's Devotion highlighter. It's like the perfect, and I love like their whole collection of like the highlighters just because they're so refined and finely milled. that they just like we put it on top of skin, it's like glowing, you know,
instead of glow.
Instead of like glittery or like chalky or like very like grainy, you know.
True.
I love that. It just like it just gives you like an instant shine and super pretty.
Do you have to use a special brush for putting on highlighter or not really?
Actually do. I like a little just like a flat, fluffy brush. Mm. I used to use the fan brush, but I feel like that was just too much, you know. I feel like I like to concentrate, so like a smaller, like more like fluffier, just to kind of just like put it on top of the cheekbone wherever like I want to place it. I love highlighting the cheekbones. My ultimate favorite place to highlight is the Cupid's bow.
Oh yeah, that's cute.
I think I told you that.
That's really pretty. Yeah,
it's like it just makes everything look sexy. I don't know. It just brings everything out.
How about under eyes? What's a good tip for girls with dark under eye circles and hollows?
I would say color correct. I always start, you know, this is the number one trick that a lot of like people wearing makeup, you know, they wear like really, really like yellow undertone, like concealers, you know, it works on some people, it sometimes it doesn't, you know? So if you have dark eyes, that can make you like the under eyes look, a little bit more ashy and gray.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to use a color corrector more like a peachy and, or more like a neutral concealer.
So color corrector first, something peachy undertone. Yeah. And then on top of that, something to
kind of just
kinda
like
match and set your skin tone.
And good, a little trick. Tip. Yeah. A little trick that I like to do with people with puffiness is use like a shade lighter than your actual skin tone concealer. And then tilt your head forward. Mm-hmm. And wherever you see like the puffiness, the hollows, put a lighter one, just like a lighter shade of concealer, just on that line.
Oh, okay. So we call that the tear trough. So if you have a little bit of a fat pad on your under eye, this is, let's talk anatomy.
I love that.
So your fat pad is a little bulge that protrudes and looks a little puffy in the mornings. The tear trough is the hollow area below. So you're talking about putting a lighter shade than your skin on your fat pad.
Yeah.
And then in your tear trough.
A little bit lighter.
Even lighter.
Yeah, so to kind of just bring that out, you know?
Awesome. Those are awesome trip tips.
Yeah.
Sorry, awesome tricks.
No, I love it.
I'm getting all excited.
Yeah. No, that's like, I used to work at Sephora for so many years, then MAC, and like that was like the one thing that people under eyes is like, the one thing.
The main thing, yeah.
Because it's like you see fine lines and everything, so.
And interestingly, I treat under eye hollow very similarly with fillers. So I would have the same tips and tricks. I would use in the deep tear trough area a filler that's very thick and substantial to give a lift, because the tear trough is where it's ultra hollow and grooved out. And so I want to bring that up to kind of a flatter plane to kind of match that puffy or fat pad. And then I might put in a sandwich technique, a little thinner layer of filler right on top of that, like a Vobella or a Bellaterra. So Restylane and Vobella and Bellaterra are the ones I love for under eyes for those reasons.
Ooh,
yeah. And for cheeks, let me give you just a quick cheek pointer. So for cheeks, I would definitely love you guys to think about Radius when you want really contoured and sculpted cheeks, like very defined.
And that's what I have, yeah.
Yes, that's what you have. And then if you want a softer look, we use Voluma or Restylane Lift. Okay. And remember, those are reversible and dissolvable in case if you don't love them. However, Radius is not. It's got calcium in it, so it's definitely a material that's going to stay there. It has to get metabolized slowly. So that makes it great because, number one, it's durability. Number two, it's more like bony structure and long-lasting, and it creates collagen everywhere we put it. So I love Radius for all those reasons. However, it's not adjustable. If you're someone who might want to change or modify things, you're going to use Voluma or Restylane Lift, which are really great, and they're softer, like for people who are very gaunt and who need a little padding. So those are my tips and tricks.
I love that. Good to know.
Yeah. All these things. And thanks for your tips and tricks about the cheeks and the under eyes today.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to thank you for coming in. And
thank you for having me. I hope you loved all my tips.
You're going to come back and do some more parties with us.
Yes, totally. I will definitely be here. And I want to do like a little review on your whole skincare, you know?
I would love you to. Right now you're using my hyaluronic serum.
Yeah, I'm using that. I'm using the eye cream.
Yes.
And then I'm using a night cream and also the toner, lavender spray. So I have a little my whole like skincare routine, which I love. My skin has dramatically changed.
Yes.
For the good, you know?
And you're using the hyaluronic serum every day, like a primer layer, right? Your first layer.
That's like my favorite thing. If you guys don't have it, I always say, like, buy that. And, you know, it's amazing. It's like, I feel like you created such a good product, you know?
It's amazing. It's my topical line filler. It's got three sizes of hyaluronic molecule. It absorbs 1,000 times its weight in water, and it just really makes the skin soft and glowy. I love it. Love it.
It's perfect for makeup, you know?
Yeah. We'll go out there and put it on all those beautiful women.
Yes. That is like my number one secret.
Yeah.
Well, not secret anymore, but.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to Beauty Bites, guys. And don't forget to go follow our wonderful makeup artist, Brian Mendez, and check out his YouTube channel, Brian Mendez Glam. And find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. Hope you take time to leave us a comment. If you like and subscribe to our podcast, please screenshot your review and email it to us. We'll be happy to send you a deluxe size skincare sample. And there you have it. Stay beautiful.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.